We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Sedgwick County EMS director resigns. We have the story.
I'm Rodney Price. A crash in Newton over the weekend kills two and injures five others, and the victims were all from Wichita. That story is ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Yesterday, we hit 95 degrees for the high in Wichita. It looks like the stretch of hot weather is going to continue throughout much of this week. Our full forecast is coming up.
A House panel starts looking into the January 6th Capitol attack this week in Washington.
The House Select Committee on January 6th holds its first hearing tomorrow with testimony from two U.S. Capitol police officers and two D.C. Metro police officers who all responded to the riot. Republicans named to that panel by GOP leader Kevin McCarthy are not participating after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi nixed two GOP picks, citing concerns over words and actions by Congressman Jim Jordan and Jim Banks. Senate leaders, meantime, could move forward on a trillion-dollar infrastructure measure that stalled last week after a failed procedural vote. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The Kansas Highway Patrol says two people from Wichita were killed in a Saturday morning crash in Newton.
It happened on Interstate 135, just north of the U.S. 50 junction near mile marker 31. Police say a 16-passenger van was traveling south on I-135 when, for an unknown reason, it left the highway, went down an embankment, and hit the bridge pillar below. The KHP says 35-year-old Stephanie Manisang and 43-year-old Rudy Perez Marcial were both pronounced dead at the scene. 46-year-old Cesar De Laura, 49-year-old Rosa Sanchez, 53-year-old David Salinas Hernandez, and 58-year-old Gassiera Laurent all suffered serious injuries. 19-year-old Manzier Kenny Mibwa suffered minor injuries. According to an employee at the Ferguson Productions Incorporated facility in McPherson, the victims were returning to Wichita after work. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
During a special session Friday, Sedgwick County Commissioners voted to accept the resignation of EMS Director Dr. John Gallagher.
Dr. Gallagher had been placed on administrative leave earlier in the week following reports of lack of leadership, staff shortages, and long response times. After two executive sessions and an hour-and-a-half delay, Commissioners voted to accept his resignation. Commissioner Jim Howell says changes will take some time.
There has to be some things done, I think, to address some of the short-term concerns like the protocols, for example.
Commissioner Lacey Cruz says the process will be a challenge.
Because of all of the things that have happened over the past, you know, couple of months. So what we're going to do is focus on finding the right person with the help of all the street level folks, all the management.
Dr. Gallagher will receive a separation package of $85,000 or about 4.5 months worth of pay. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Maintenance work affected 911 emergency call service in two Kansas counties over the weekend. Sedgwick County officials say callers to 911 in the Wichita area heard a recording instead of reaching a live dispatcher overnight Saturday, but it wasn't immediately clear how many calls were affected. Officials say Shawnee County's 911 call center in Topeka was also affected. Sedgwick County officials say the outage was caused by work AT&T was doing on its phone system, and that wasn't supposed to cause problems for the emergency call centers. Sedgwick County officials say they discovered the problem after they received a call about the issue on an administrative phone line. California's Dixie Fire has burned over 190,000 acres and counting. Fox's Christian Coleman reports.
We're on pace to have another record-breaking wildfire season here in California as these massive fires continue to burn out of control, forcing thousands of people to evacuate. It's a dangerous situation and tough on many families. Right now, the Turmec Fire is straddling the California-Nevada border. It started on July 4th after lightning struck Rocky Ridge Top, sparking flames in a tree. It spread from there. That fire is only 13% contained, and it's forced more than 2,400 people from their homes.
The Bootleg Fire in Oregon is the largest U.S. fire this year. The Dixie Fire is the largest fire burning in California, only 21% contained. 88 wildfires are burning currently across 13 states. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Good day yesterday for the Kansas City Royals. Not so much for the Wichita Wind Surge. We'll talk about the results coming up in sports.
Is it COVID-19 or just a summer cold? That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Monday morning. Kansas State Senator Karen Tyson tells KNSS News why she is running for state treasurer.
In the fall, a couple people started floating my name on the internet, and it started to get traction. So my husband told me, you better take a good look at this, Karen. And so I went out and read the statutes, and it's an excellent fit. I'm extremely worried about fiscal and where our state's headed. We need a watchdog in that position, somebody that's going to work diligently at it.
Representative Tyson was a guest on the John Whitmer Show Sunday night on KNSS. A civil rights activist has died.
Robert Moses was shot at and endured beatings, but never wavered from his quest of trying to help minorities. Moses' wife confirmed his death to the director for the Algebra Project. That's a curriculum Moses helped to create to help struggling students succeed in math. He called it his second chapter in the civil rights movement. In the movement itself, Moses worked to dismantle segregation in the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. He was part of hundreds of students during the 1964 Freedom Summer that helped register black voters in the South. He was 86. Rob Dawson, Fox News.
Is it COVID-19 or just a summer cold? A new report from the CDC says it is seeing a resurgence of some other out-of-season viruses.
The CDC says that levels of the flu and other non-COVID respiratory viruses were at historic lows last year, but their new report says now we're seeing other viruses cropping up in seasons where they aren't usually seen. One example is RSV, a respiratory virus that causes colds in adults but can be dangerous for babies. It was muted last year and early this year, but cases of RSV started to increase in April, which is unusual. It normally peaks in January. Health measures like masks that were used to slow COVID spread probably helped suppress viruses last year, and they made a comeback when restrictions were lifted. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Traffic volumes out there still fairly high here in the Wichita area. I'm not really seeing any big traffic slowdowns in the moment, and that's good news out there. And the gasoline prices, that's a little up in the air. Prices as high as $2.99 a gallon. Easier to find lower prices out there, though. In fact, some of the lowest I'm seeing outside of Wichita, 61st Street North and I-135 in Park City, $2.85 there. I've got $2.89. Couple of stations at Central and Andover. In Andover, traffic update, 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A complex of showers and a few thunderstorms are rolling across southern Kansas this morning, and we could see a few develop as we go into the afternoon today with a high 91 and a light southeast wind. We become partly cloudy overnight, our low 73, then sunny, hot, and humid on Tuesday with a high 95. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now, partly cloudy, calm, and 73 degrees. 8:11, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. We haven't had much wind this morning, making it that 73 probably feels like it's pretty muggy out there this morning.
Yeah, I bet it does.
Just calm wind all morning long so far. This is a Monday, July 26, 2021. On this date in 1775, the Continental Congress established a post office and appointed Benjamin Franklin its postmaster general. First postmaster, Benjamin Franklin. And on this date in 2020, actor Olivia de Havilland died at the age of 104 in Paris. She was the last surviving member of the principal cast of Gone with the Wind. Of course, one of my favorite actresses with quite a body of work going clear back to the 30s. And her sister, Joan Fontaine, was another great actress.
Yep.
The two of them apparently did not speak for many, many years. There was some sort of a to-do between those two sisters.
Yep.
And they never mended their fences. 8:12, Steve and Ted. The running of the bull continues on New York's Long Island. Despite a huge effort, authorities have seen neither hide nor hoof of an escaped bull that has been on the run for days. Police in Suffolk County began getting calls about the bull nearly a week ago after it broke through the fence of a local farm. The bull, nicknamed Barney, has since been seen walking across fields, roads, and even the front yards of some homes, but hasn't yet been tracked down. The latest tricks to corral him have failed. One was to tempt him with the same feed he gets on his home farm, and another was to lure him into captivity with a cow.
Mm.
Okay. 8:13, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And this is a big week for the infrastructure bill in Washington, D.C. Let's find out what's happening with that. Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland with us this morning. Good morning, Rachel.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Yeah, it is a big week. I don't know how much will get done, though. Today, we're expecting the legislative text of the bipartisan, a little more than $1 trillion core infrastructure bill, your roads, your bridges, your internet, broadband, Last week, Senate Republicans blocked that because they didn't have the bill. They wanted to be able to see it. Now, this is just a motion to proceed, but still something they wanted to have everything in place. So we could see that vote. It's called a cloture vote, so they could move on and start debating this bill as soon as today or tomorrow. But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is really sticking by her previous statements. It shouldn't be a surprise, but she had said that she in the House will not take up the bipartisan infrastructure bill unless the Senate passes the budget reconciliation, $3.5 trillion worth of what they're describing as human infrastructure. This is things like free community college, pre-kindergarten, expanding Medicare, in-home care for seniors. And so that's where this could be a real roadblock coming up. And we knew this could happen. Now, the reconciliation package allows Democrats to push this through without Republican support, but that means all Democrats need to, be in line with each other. And there's Senator Joe Manchin, for one, in West Virginia, who has expressed some concerns about the reconciliation package, one being how to pay for it and raising the corporate tax rate back up to 28%. He wants more like 25%. So this could get pretty complicated, and with the two of them linked together, it just spells a little trouble ahead.
Well, it sounds like a lot of money. I mean, it is a lot of money, but is it going to be spent in 1 year or over several years? How's that work out?
Because we don't have the legislative text of the $3.5 trillion or even how to pay for it. We don't know how long exactly this would go on as far as, the pay for.
Yeah.
And but you're right. I mean, it's a lot of money. And, we know that the core infrastructure plan is enormously popular with Americans. And whatever president's in the White House and actually gets that, it's going to be a feather in his cap. It's going to be a good thing. But Democrats, in this case, could be almost dooming, their own package here, depending on what they do. I mean, by Democrats, I mean progressives, because this has been something that, for example, Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has been saying, we will doom the bipartisan bill unless we get the rest of it, the $3.5 trillion. So, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has told members, be prepared to work during the August recess. Lawmakers don't like to do that. But here we are, we're right up against it.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot of money. I as I understand it, they're not considering raising the gasoline tax. I'm curious to know why that is. I mean, if those of us who use the highways say, well, yeah, I'll give you a couple more pennies. Some of us, not all of us, but it would be pay as you go, get it paid that way.
Because the White House is saying that would be a tax on people making less than $400,000 a year, and that's the president's red line. He has said no taxes on those making under that amount. So that's their argument there. I mean, arguments can be made on both sides about the gas tax.
Sure.
There was,
sure.
This idea of indexing the gas tax to inflation, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's a no-go. So, and raising the corporate tax rate, really going to get Republicans upset. Now, again, budget reconciliation, Republicans can, it won't matter what they think. But someone like, a Joe Manchin, like I've mentioned, Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona, they're going to care. And they're going to care about raising the corporate tax rate. So
Absolutely. This
is far from done as the August recess approaches. And so we're really talking about the dog days of summer for infrastructure.
All right. Well, listen, thanks for being with us. Appreciate your coverage this morning. Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland giving us a little bit more about the infrastructure bill. And it's a little complicated, but we may see something passed that will improve our bridges and highways at some point. It's 8:18 now, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And time for a look at sports this morning with Jad Chambers. Jad?
That's right. The Kansas City Royals yesterday doing pretty well, actually. Royals pitcher Daniel Lynch gets called up to pitch, and he pitched 8 scoreless innings, leading Kansas City to a 6-1 win over Detroit. You heard the end of that game and that whole game yesterday over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
The ground ball to short, maybe two. The second for one. The first for two. And that is the ballgame series. Boy, did the double play and the three-run home run figure in the three-game sweep. Royals win it 6-1. We'll be right back.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, so that was the end of it on a double play there. Now, as far as the offense goes, Royals took a 4-0 lead. Salvador Perez, three-run homer, and Jorge Soler followed that with a solo shot, and Soler also homered in the third. So the Royals win at 6-1. They right back at it tonight with the first of a four-game series against the Chicago White Sox, and you can hear that one on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Royals baseball, pregame start at 7 o'clock. Not so good for the Wichita Wind Surge. They could not hold on to a lead yesterday, and the Arkansas Travelers walked off Game 6 with a three-run home run. They won it 7-5. The Wind Surge still won that series, though, 4-2, and they still hold a three-game lead in the division over second-place Tulsa. Wichita continues their road trip in Arkansas with a six-game series, this time against the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. That starts tomorrow night. Kansas City Chiefs training camp starts up this week, Wednesday, that first training camp practice. And Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, well, they asked Mahomes the big question about his health.
I think there will be no restrictions. I've been training, running, throwing, doing everything that I usually do. And I think that was what was so good about going to OTAs and doing those things is I tested it there. I realized I was good, and then when I got back with Bobby and started training in the offseason with him, I was able to do what I normally would do.
Oh, good news, and we'll see how that goes. Of course, Kansas City Chiefs football all season long. You can hear that right here on KNSS. And as far as Steve and Ted is concerned, you'll want to stay tuned for our daily training camp updates with voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holtis.
Beginning August 2nd.
Yes.
Which is next Monday? I believe it is.
Yes.
All right.
So that's right here on Steve and Ted in the morning. And of course, a topic of note that came in late last week. Texas and Oklahoma reportedly inching towards leaving the Big 12 and going to the SEC. And that's going to have repercussions across college sports. So the Big 12 said last night their executive committee, including their commissioner Bob Bowlesby, had a video conference with the presidents of Oklahoma and Texas. The Big 12 is hoping to get those schools to reverse course on that. Now, the first significant formal step of that process will be when those two schools inform the Big 12 they will not renew their contractual agreement that binds them into the conference until 2025. And they're saying that that news could come as soon as sometime today. So we'll have to see how the conference realignment continues to hash out for the Big 12. And that's sports on Steve and Ted in the morning.
8:22 here on KNSS. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean says media misleads the public about him. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.